USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden with a direct message for those responsible for the bombing attack that claimed the lives of at least 13 service members in Kabul. He says he's ordered military commanders to strike the Islamic State.
We will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, in a moment of our choosing.
He called the slain service members heroes.
They're the spine of America, the best the country has to offer.
Biden says the U.S. will complete the evacuations of Americans and Afghan allies.
We will not be deterred by terrorists.
He ordered all flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of the 12 Marines and one Navy medic who were killed. U.S. Central Command says 18 Americans have been wounded. They are being flown out on military aircraft with surgical units on board. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is requiring all educators from kindergarten through college to get a COVID-19 vaccine, along with higher education students and all healthcare workers in the state.
Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions.
He also imposed a statewide indoor mask mandate for anyone over the age of 2. The White House has canceled what was expected to be President Biden and new Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's first face-to-face meeting and rescheduled it for Friday. The schedule change came after twin explosions at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed dozens, including U.S. service members. Biden's planned meeting with a bipartisan group of governors on the resettlement of Afghan refugees was also postponed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A doctor in Alabama is putting his foot down regarding COVID-19 vaccinations. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Dr. Jason Valentine, a physician at Diagnostic and Medical Care Infirmary Health in Mobile, Alabama, recently posted a photo on his Facebook page showing him next to a sign that says, effective October 1st, Dr. Valentine will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19. Valentine saying he's currently in the process of mailing a letter to patients about his decision. He posted a copy of that letter online. As far as the legality of a doctor denying patients service, Quentin Brogdon is with Crane, Brogdon & Rogers. He tells USA Radio News.
As far as I know, under the law, Tim, there's nothing that per se prevents a physician from terminating or even failing to start a patient relationship as long as it's not due to discriminatory reasons such as age, sex, race, sexual orientation, religion, or national origin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 keeps doctors from denying service for those inappropriate reasons. But otherwise, doctors can deny care as long as, you know, a patient is not in an emergency scenario.
Doctors in Florida also walking off the job in protest of folks being unvaccinated in their state. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.